NERCUC Economics Revision Podcast, Scarcity and Opportunity Cost. Intro music, upbeat and modern fades after 5 seconds. Host, hello and welcome to your GCSE Economics Revision Podcast. I'm your guide, and today we're tackling the absolute bedrock of all economics, the fundamental economic problem of scarcity and its direct consequence, opportunity cost. Why is this so important? Because every single economic decision, from what you buy for lunch to how the government spends billions of pounds, is shaped by these two concepts. By the end of this episode, you'll understand the theory, be able to apply it like a top-tier candidate, and know exactly how to impress the examiners. Let's get started. Transition sound effect. Host, let's start with the big one, the fundamental economic problem. In simple terms, we all have infinite wants. Think about it. There's always a new phone, a better holiday, more clothes we'd like. Our desires are limitless. But the resources available to satisfy these wants are finite or limited. These are what economists call the factors of production. This creates a clash, a conflict. Infinite wants versus finite resources. This is scarcity. It's a permanent condition. There will never be enough of everything to satisfy everyone's wants completely. Crucially, for your exam, do not confuse scarcity with a shortage. A shortage is temporary, like when a shop runs out of bread. Scarcity is the permanent state of not having enough resources to produce everything people want. Because of scarcity, all economic agents, that's consumers like you and me, producers who make goods, and the government, are forced to make choices. We can't have everything. A government can't build a new hospital and a new high-speed rail line with the same budget. And every time a choice is made, something is given up. This leads us to the killer definition you must know, opportunity cost. The OCR mark scheme is crystal clear on this. Opportunity cost is the next best alternative foregone when an economic decision is made. Let's break that down. Next best is vital. It's not just any alternative, it's the single best one you gave up. Foregone just means given up. For example, if you have 50 pounds and choose to buy a video game instead of a new pair of trainers, the trainers are the opportunity cost. All the other things you could have bought are irrelevant. It's only the next best option that counts. To really get the marks, you need to be able to apply this to the factors of production. Let's use a simple acronym to remember them. CEL. That's capital, enterprise, land, and labor. First, C for capital. This is a big trip up for candidates. Capital is not money. It refers to man-made aids to production. Think machinery in a factory, a delivery van, a computer in an office. The reward for providing capital is interest. Next, E for enterprise. This is the risk-taking and organizing factor. The entrepreneur who brings the other three factors together to create a business. Their reward for taking that risk is profit. Then, L for land. This means all natural resources. Not just the ground, but also oil, water, fish from the sea, and even sunlight. The reward for land is rent. Finally, the second L for labor, this is the human effort, both mental and physical, that goes into production. The reward for labor is wages or salaries. So, a producer choosing to use their factory capital to make cars instead of vans has an opportunity cost. A government using a piece of land for a park instead of new housing has an opportunity cost. Understanding this link between scarcity, choice, opportunity cost, and the factors of production is essential for high marks. Transition sound effect. Host. Now for the really crucial bit. Exam tips and common mistakes. Examiners see the same errors year after year, so let's make sure you're not one of them. Common mistake number one. Defining capital as money. I've said it before, but it's worth repeating. If you write capital is the money used to start a business, you will not be awarded the mark. It must be defined as a man-made aid to production. Common mistake number two, a vague definition of opportunity cost. Just saying what is given up is not enough for the marks. You must use the phrase asterisk next best alternative foregone asterisk DREIF. Write it down, memorize it, use it every single time. Exam tip number one. When you get a 6-mark analysis question, build your answer using chains of reasoning. Use connective phrases like, this leads to, as a consequence, therefore, for example, the government has a fixed budget, which is a scarce resource. If they choose to spend 10 billion pounds on a new motorway, This means those funds cannot be used for the next best alternative, such as building 50 new schools. Therefore, the opportunity cost of the motorway is the 50 schools that were foregone. This will have a long-term impact on the education and skills of the workforce. See how that flows logically? That's what gets you into the top mark band. Exam tip number 2. Always refer to the context. If the exam question gives you a case study about a coffee shop, make sure your answer talks about coffee, cups, baristas, and rent. Don't just give a generic textbook answer. Applying your knowledge, which is AO2, is worth 35% of your total GCSE, so it's a huge part of your final grade. Transition sound effect, quiz show intro. Host. Okay, time for a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question. You pause the podcast and say the answer out loud. Let's test that active recall. Question 1. What is the precise, full definition of opportunity cost? Pause. Answer. The next best alternative foregone. Question 2. What are the 4 factors of production? Pause. Answer. Land, labor, capital, and enterprise. Question 3. What is the reward for enterprise? Pause. Answer. Profit. Question 4. Is a shortage the same as scarcity? Why? Pause. Answer. No. A shortage is temporary, while scarcity is a permanent condition of infinite wants and finite resources. How did you do? If you got all 4, fantastic. If not, just rewind the last few minutes and lock in that knowledge. Transition sound effect. Host. So, let's summarize. The fundamental economic problem is scarcity. We have infinite wants but only finite resources, or factors of production. Set mechikor. This forces us to make choices. Every choice involves a trade-off, and the value of the next best alternative foregone is the opportunity cost. This applies to everyone, consumers, producers, and the government. For the exam, remember to be precise with your definitions, apply your knowledge to the given context, and build logical chains of reasoning in your longer answers. Get these fundamentals right, and you're building a brilliant foundation for success in GCSE economics. Outro music, upbeat and modern, fades in. Host. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time for another deep dive into a key topic. Happy revising! Music fades out.